A European spacecraft orbiting the planet Mars today failed to pick up a signal from the Beagle 2 probe. The silence saddened mission control staff, who have not heard from the Beagle 2 lander since it was spun off toward the red planet last month. The craft that delivered the Beagle 2, the Mars Express Orbiter, reported no transmissions from the probe, which was programmed to emit a steady beeping. Colin Pillinger is the lead scientist on the project. He spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.
Colin Pillinger, what's the latest theory on what may have happened to the Beagle 2?
We're not into theories about what happened to Beagle 2. We're only into positive things that we can do to try and communicate with the spacecraft. We had lined up a very considerable program over the next 4 or 5 days, in fact 6 days. We had a setback today because this was the first chance that we had to use our primary communication route through Mars Express. There was a small proviso in that it required Beagle to be in a particular mode. It appears that Beagle was not in that mode. Therefore, the next best opportunity is on Monday to see whether or not we can communicate when Beagle may be in. We can test whether it's in a different mode, and we can communicate on that using that strategy next Monday.
When you say mode, do you mean physical position? What does that mean?
It's the condition in which the communication circuits are set. Today we were hoping that Beagle was in an auto-transmit mode. It appears it wasn't. On Monday, it's in a pre-programmed mode, and we have to see whether it is. If not, then we have to force it into an auto-transmit mode, which means going into a 10-day radio silence, which you could imagine takes a great deal of nerve, not trying to communicate with something that you want to speak to for 10 days. It takes an awful lot of nerve to do that.
Is there a window of time after which you would think communication with Beagle 2 would be unlikely?
Yeah, Beagle 2 was built to survive on the surface of Mars for 6 months. What should have happened, if it hasn't been communicating with us, is it shouldn't actually have been doing anything. It should have just simply been conserving itself for communications days.
And within that 6 months, is there a way to physically get to the Beagle 2?
Absolutely none. We can, you know, it's no good appealing to the Spirit Rover and saying drive over. It's totally out of the question.
How far away is the Spirit Rover, the American probe?
A very long way. Other side of the planet, practically.
And is that just a coincidence that there are two probes of the Martian surface going on right now?
No, it's not a coincidence. 2003 was the nearest Mars came to Earth for 60,000 years. Anybody who could build a spacecraft was building one to go to Mars in 2003. So there were two NASA opportunities, two European ones, Mars Express and the lander Beagle 2. And there was a Japanese probe on its way, which is also and sadly not succeeded.
And if I could ask you very quickly, it doesn't sound to me like you feel simply like a scientist whose experiment has gone astray. How are you feeling right now?
No, I've got a lot of responsibility for a huge number of people who worked on this project. And today I'm afraid I had to... the engineers can continue to play this game out to the final whistle or whatever they do in North America. But I, as the responsible person who persuaded all these people to get involved in this mission, I have to work towards seeing that these guys have a future. So today I started making the first noises about Beagle 2 must not be seen as a heroic British or glorious British failure. It must be seen as the start of a new era of Britain's involvement in space exploration, and we should be thinking now about how we can capitalize on what we've achieved so far.
Colin Pillinger, lead scientist for Beagle 2, thank you very much.
Thank you for your attention.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.